The show you are about to listen to is intended for mature audience only. There will be things said that may not be appropriate for younger audience and may offend you. We at Whatever Talk would like to apologize in advance, but really, get over it.
What up, dope people? Welcome to Whatever Talk, the show where we talk about whatever we seem to be talking about at the time. I'm your host, Donnie, also co-host of Trophy Horse. Check it out. And of course, I got my homie, T. Cliff.
What's up, peoples?
And I got my little man with me today, too, man. You want to say what's up?
Hey.
He trying to get some, he trying to be cool now. Hey.
Put some bass in the voice.
Sound like that. You remember that kid from Little Giants with the glasses. Mm-hmm. Just not bubble in his nose. Before we continue with the show, this will be a Christmassy episode.
Like, go on, boy, with the dollar in the G-string. Go on up there, boy, with the dollar in the G-string.
And that is very Christmassy also. Very Christmassy. We got some Christmas news. We're going to talk about our favorite Christmas TV shows, episodes, and you about to find out how gangster old Santa Claus really was. Lag out.
We talking about whatever that's on your mind. Speak your mind. Don't be shy. This is your time to shine.
What's been going on with you, man?
Nothing much. Getting ready to go back to school. Thank God. Got to finish up these little bit of credits. Only a little bit. Thank God, because you know they shorten the list now. It's not 235. Well, since we got put out of school, they shortened it now. So I think it's like less credit. I think more, it's less curriculum and more, what do you call that?
Elective.
Electives, yeah. Anything like more important on the electives. So they cut down the credits now.
But that makes absolute no sense. They trying to keep us stupid. See, like we said in the last episode, you can't turn black students white. Before we continue with the whole Christmassy show, I got something that's un-Christmas related, but I kind of want to talk about it because it came out here in the media today. Or, not today, but a couple days ago. Keke Palmer, she got a new video that's out.
Keke Palmer.
Yeah, that's the chick who wound up being a national spelling bee.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right, right. What about her?
Well, she got a video. Well, you know she's singing now. Well, she's singing, got her own talk show. Mm-hmm.
I know she got the talk show. That's still out?
Well, I don't know about the talk show still out, but she's singing also.
Yeah, and, I know she's singing.
But she got a music video out where she's leaving her boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
but she's leaving him to be with a female friend, and now
as a friend or
I don't know. I haven't listened to the song, but I'm just going up with the description of the video and the comments. Now people are saying that she's subliminally showing her sexuality, and I can care less. I don't really care mm-hmm. whether you like dudes or females. I just hate the comment that she gave. This is a stupid response, also a cop out response at the same time. When she was asked, is she gay or straight or bi, she replied, I'm making the rules for myself, and I don't want to have to be stuck down with one label. And I just hate that type of answer that these celebrities or anybody give, because that's a stupid answer. Like, you're either going to be one of two things, either you're straight or you're gay. Yes, bi is the same thing as gay.
So she's saying that she's bi.
No, she's saying she's not tied down to one label.
That's saying you're gay.
No, I'm making my own rules. Like, you're not making your own rules. You're either going to be gay or straight. You're one or the other. There's no in between.
The public population or something. What you call that? The general population.
Oh, yeah. General
population. Or you gay or bi, whatever. But you gay, so okay.
Yeah, I don't care. Right. Whatever talk don't care. It's whatever.
What's going on nowadays. Yeah,
it's whatever. I just wanted to just throw that out there real quick, because I just hate those type of statements or those type of replies when those questions been asked. Again, paparazzi, you're a celebrity. You're going to be in the limelight until the day you die, most likely. And you're going to get those questions asked. I don't care, but if the question was put out there, answer it with a respectable type, or don't just say, well,
that makes sense.
But basically she's saying, well, I'm young and I'm doing this. Like, well, we know you're young and you're stupid. Okay, because young equals stupid.
Or sometimes, I don't know if it's your manager or the people behind your scene until you get them dumb answers. It doesn't break anything down. It just leaves people confused, because I know it would leave me confused if I didn't think what I was thinking. I just think you like to try both, so...
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. If you want me to think that, then
yeah, hey. you're bi, but the same to me, bi is the same thing as gay. It's the same thing. Whether you want to
borderline,
I don't care what you want to try to break it down as. You're a fun girl or a fun boy. Anyway, let's move on to the Christmassy stuff. Check this out. I was looking at my calendar on my phone, and what's the day after Christmas?
It's Kwanzaa.
That's right.
The day
after Christmas, which is the 26th, is Kwanzaa.
Kwame Day. The beginning of Kwame Day.
And I'm looking at the calendar on my phone, and instead of saying Kwanzaa, it just says the day after Christmas. I thought that was like pretty funny, and it kind of tells like this was made by a white person. I don't know if it's made by a white person, but society be trying to break down this, oh, we can't be saying Merry Christmas, or we can't be having Bible in school, or we can't be saying Hanukkah, or we can't say Happy Birthday, and because of society is so freaking sensitive. Look, put Kwanzaa on the dang on calendar. People fought to get that
on some calendars.
Yeah, they got on some calendars, but I just found it.
I know I saw it a couple times before I went blind.
But I'm just saying, I just found it quite strange that the calendar on my phone said the day after Christmas instead of Kwanzaa, when the day after Christmas is way longer than the word Kwanzaa.
It's a day after Christmas to me.
Yeah, it's a day after. Well, of course, I'm just saying, I just found that kind of funny. But I was looking up trying to find an origin to Christmas, and I couldn't quite find anything. You know, I kept coming up to what we already assume Christmas really is. You know, Christmas is the 25th. It was presumed to be the day that Jesus was born, which nobody really can pinpoint the accurate day that he was born.
And that's funny, too, because, you know, Jehovah's Witnesses, they don't celebrate Christmas.
Yeah.
I find out that's a lie. They celebrate Christmas in February.
They call it Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They say they celebrate Christmas in February.
I didn't know.
I thought you didn't celebrate Christmas at all. So that's funny to me.
Yeah, I find it funny when they... I find it strange when they don't believe him to be the Christ.
I just think he's another prophet. Just like every other prophet. But, no. But... I don't know if they sell them. Like, well, if that's Christmas, then I don't know if that's supposed to be Jesus or another prophet, but that's their Christmas. It's in February. That's far as much as I know, because some older lady told me, said they do it. But I don't know if every I think like a couple different Jehovah's Witnesses, isn't it?
Well, it's a couple different of sections of almost all religions. You got Cindy Muslim, and it's like she Muslim, something like that. I don't know. Continuing, and that's pretty much all the same stuff that we've been finding about about Christmas. I took a hypothesis of what Christmas kind of generated from, thinking it came from the three wise men. They brought gifts on the day Jesus was born. So
shepherds.
I figured. Huh?
They wasn't wise men. They were shepherds.
People in the Bible bring gifts to Joseph and Mary on the day of Jesus' birth. And I figured that's where Christmas came from. That was just a hypothesis. I'm still haven't confirmed it yet. But I also was searching for origins of Christmas in the hopes of to find something dark or gruesome. But again, nope. But think about this. Santa Claus is a criminal. Because every year he do mass B&Es, breaking and entering. Mass breaking and entering. I was just jabbing, of course. But when you think about it, he still is criminalizing your home. But I was just jabbing. But when I looked this up, I kind of found something shocking. Mm. Santa does have a record. First of all, Santa Claus is derived from a real guy. Saint Nick is his real name. Was Saint Nicholas. Nicholas is his real name. He was a bishop in Greece, born in the 3rd or 4th century. He gained distinction in the church and famed for unexpected gifts. Now, before the whole Santa Claus thing came along, it gets real interesting. After he challenged the old gods in paganism to the god Artemis, it was said that all evil spirits fled before him, but it didn't go easily. Emperor, I ain't even going to try to pronounce his name, but it's Emperor Diocletian had Santa Claus imprisoned, chained and tortured, along with other Christians. It was Emperor Constantine that ordered the cessation. That's C-E-S-S-A-T-I-O-N, which means brought to an end. Basically, he called his sentence off, and all the other Christians and imprisoned people sentenced to be done. Got them up out of there. All this was really done because it was said the word Jesus had not existed from all eternity. Later, that sparked a debate between Saint Nick and Arius, A-R-I-U-S, but that quickly came to an end when Santa Claus laid him out.
Ho, 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 motherfucker!
This is supposed to be a real short story. So, in the real lyrics to the whole Christmas Santa Claus song is, he's making a list and checking it twice, and by the time it's done, what you gonna need a bag of ice. Santa Claus is coming to lay you out.
Where do you get this from?
This is from the sources I came up with for who Santa Claus was. Well, who Saint Nick was.
That's not even real.
Hey, a lot of people can say that it's real or not real. Yes, it sounds far-fetched, but
I don't want to
go and say it again, but a lot of things in the Bible is far-fetched.
A lot of things in the Bible are real. Saint Nick is not.
You don't know that. Saint Nicholas guy, the guy this is like 200 to 300 years.
I don't know about Saint Nicholas, but I know.
Okay,
about
that's
God,
what I'm saying.
The Bible.
Okay, I'm just saying. Just read. This is two.
I do read, but I don't read nothing about no saint. I don't know about him.
Okay, I'm just saying. I bring up the whole origin things because I think it's cool to know where things come from. That's why I just do a lot of origin stories. I'm quite sure somebody in the world wanted to know.
Is origin autobiography?
Origins are and can be autobiographies.
No, that can't be true.
Okay. All right, we can't
about Wolverine. That's not real.
Okay, you do an origin about God. Who's
that's just
say
something
that's real?
That starts in the beginning.
Okay, an
origin
about
God. Because God is real. What are you talking about?
Okay, I'm just saying nobody, not everybody believes that the Bible is real.
Yeah, that's what you call an atheist.
Okay, let's not go through this old argument thing again. It sounds far-fetched to the Bible. The Bible sounds far-fetched to some people. You believe, not everybody believe. Some people believe in this whole Saint Nick thing. Not everybody believe. You don't believe.
Everybody knows Santa Claus ain't real.
Okay, not Santa Claus. He got the guy.
Oh, Saint Nick. Okay, man.
Nicholas.
Maybe Nicholas is real.
Nicholas is supposed to be a real guy.
I don't study Nicholas.
Which his name comes from. I mean, with Santa Claus is kind of like the same guy. Well, they are the same guy. The whole Santa Claus came from the whole, St. Nicholas is known for giving unexpected gifts to his peoples. Santa Claus, what does he do? Every one day a year, he gives gifts to kids. Also, going a little bit more into detail about that, with some more dark and more gruesome things about this, is that before St. Nick, some stories say that it was a chimney. And some stories say there was a window, but a guy was in trouble. His daughters was about to be sold into prostitution. So what he did was drop a bag of gold down the chimney, help buy his daughter out. And the same with his other two daughters. A group of people called him Santa Claus, spelt with a K, back in the day. And they changed the story. Of course, it's different variations of stories. So it was either a window or a chimney. I would probably go with the window because of the time period this was in. This is 200 to 300 years A.D. So I would go with window instead of chimney as far as the whole thing, all thing goes. Bonus, if you ever wonder what the S stands for at Xmas, well, you actually saying Christmas when you say Xmas. The S is chi, C-H-I in Greek, which that stands for Christ. So Xmas is still Christmas. Out of the origins, a few origins that we have done, Spider-Man and Santa Claus is my two favorites right now. Because I didn't know how
about it.
Old St. Nick was. Laid him out. He just laid him out. Which kind of brings up to the whole saint thing also. Because if he was a real saint, then he probably wouldn't have got that heated to lay him out. But at the same time, he is human and he was fighting for Jesus. So, okay. I thought that was pretty cool to find out. Let's move to some of these our favorite Christmas episodes of TV shows. You got some?
Well, I got two.
Let me guess. I ain't gonna say which episode, but I'm gonna guess the show. Martin is one, right?
No.
No! What? How you not gonna have a favorite Christmas episode and not Martin be on one of them? Well, okay, well, I give up now.
I got three.
I give up now.
Well, I got three. One of them was last night that I saw was on Fresh Prince about Nicholas when they got boys to men.
Uh-huh.
That was my favorite one. Well, actually, it was another one. One when they got robbed at that cabin resort.
Yeah, I was going to say that's my favorite. That's one of my favorites.
I forgot about that. I saw that last week. And the one on Family Matters.
You know what? I haven't watched. I wasn't too big on Family Matters as everybody else was. So I can't remember too much. The day. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. I can't believe Martin not on there. I knew Fresh Prince had to be on there. I wanted to go with Martin first.
Martin, I don't really. I just remember about that one. He was acting like Santa Claus.
Yeah, I would.
He kept calling that boy Waterhead, something like that.
Yeah, Waterhead. It was Waterhead. Yeah, okay. Mine was also Fresh Prince of Bel-Air when he had everybody come on there. Heavy D, Johnny Gill, Holyfield, Bo Jackson, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, that Christmas one when he was trying to date that girl. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite ones. And also the cabin one, also when they went to the cabin. And what's Aunt Viv's sister name again?
Which one?
The one with the son.
Oh, the wild one?
Yeah.
Vi.
Yeah, and Vi had to get ethnic with you? That's one of my favorite. And Martin, pretty much, I'm going to say every Martin Christmas episode was my, I couldn't really pick a favorite one. I really did like the one when him and Gina got stuck at the bus station.
She's hitting that guy for quarters.
Yeah, that was a pretty funny one. But I got to give it to all of Martin Christmas episodes. It's only those two really for the Fresh Prince that I really enjoy. You got a favorite Christmas episode, little man?
It is Rudolph.
It's not a TV series, but I think it could be your favorite, though. Yeah. That's pretty much all we got for this old Christmassy episode. Hope you guys think about Santa Claus, for real. Like, have that milk and cookies out there, or else you just might get ho-ho-hoed. Wow. Listen to Whatever Talk on Podomatic, the home of Whatever Talk. We also on SoundCloud and iTunes. Remember, not every episode is not on those media sites. You know, if you want to listen to one in the past, you know, get at me at whatevertalkshow@gmail.com. Let me know what you want to listen to. and then I'll throw it back up there. Also, you can use that for anything you want to ask us or anything you want to talk about. Look at us as your counselor. You know, if you want to say something, get it off your chest, type it up, send it, I'll read it, give you the answer on the show, or I even give you a personal section on Whatever Talk free of charge. But you must give up all your life rights to me. You know the origins of Christmas, like where it really derived from. Why do we give gifts on Christmas? Do you know the a true story or a story about old Santa Claus / Saint Nick? You know, let us know about that. Give me your comment. What's your favorite Christmas TV series, or not series, TV episode? You know, that'd be cool to know too. I think there'd be some laughs into that. You know what'd be a great gift for Whatever Talk? A female co-host. We're still looking for one. That'd be such a great Christmas present for me, T, and those D's you got. Me, T, and those man. D's.
And Lil Man.
Speaking of ladies, man, what is the guy's name? Damn, I got to look it up real quick. But you guys will know who I'm talking about if you pay attention to news in the media. About a guy has said something about females in the WNBA, which they shot a video with these two chicks playing basketball. Got some skills, but they was wearing like a tube top, or what you call that kind of type of bra that females wear when they exercise and all that stuff?
A sports bra.
Sports bra. Yeah, it was wearing like a tube top sports bra type thing with pretty much a thong on. And, you know, but they got skills and, you know, they was playing ball. And he stated, now, I will watch the NWA if they had this.
Hell yeah.
But
I mean, heck yeah, shoot. And I would too.
And the whole uproar about it is that was like,
I get my sight back, like.
The whole uproar about it was that everybody was, oh man, that was major sexist, and why would you say that about females and this and that?
But, I don't care, I would.
But the thing about it was, on what you saying, media, people of the media, you are absolutely right. It is very sexist for him to say that. But, old dude who said that, I can't remember your name, I wish I could, I ain't got time to look it up real quick. You are absolutely right. People will watch female sports if females dress like that. We don't even care about their skills, because the females in the WNBA, yeah, they got some skills. They might not be as skilled as the guys, exactly. But they got some skills. They just
got lottery football.
Yeah, but the thing about that is that proves
his case. Right, it does.
That proved his case and what I'm saying right now. Lingerie football. I would go on to say those chicks are tougher than the males because they ain't got no type of cushion on protecting them other than a helmet.
They can't hit, yeah. You know, they can't play like.
But they still
getting hit. It's safer than, I believe it's safer than regular football.
But getting hit by anything going the same speed or just as fast as you in the opposite direction, y'all collide, still hurts. Close this out real quick is that old dude was right. He absolutely right. Ain't nobody about to watch female anything if they not being.
Half naked.
Yeah, if they not being degraded. But if females not being degraded, we're not going to watch it.
Because I'm going to tell you the truth, I don't watch women basketball.
Well, I'm not a sports guy, period. I don't watch sports, period. Whether you female or basketball. I don't even watch lingerie football.
I love sports.
Yeah. You know, I don't even watch lingerie football.
I like it a lot.
It's a sport. The only sport I real watch is boxing and gymnastics.
So you watch sports?
Sure.
You watch certain kinds of sports, just so you watch different kinds of sports. Whatever.
If you would have made it this far, but then you made it to the end of the show, you can stay posted, but we gotta go. But wait a minute, leave a comment, tell us what you think about it, come again, tell a friend, tell whoever listening, Whatever Talk.